Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be unto the Most High God. We praise God. He is marvelous, wonderful, a phenomenal God. Just to arrive back from off the highway about 3 minutes ago, praise the Lord, in the house, giving God glory for a magnificent, marvelous, wonderful encounter with the Lord during the women's conference. Praise God to be back home safe, and thank God for all the prayers and the prayer warriors. So we're getting ready to connect back on the line. I'm not sure who's there yet because we can't get a response until I pull the system up, but I want to make sure that the lines are open to let you know that we are connected tonight for prayer, and thank God for those that waited on the line that was able to make contact with, so we're going to believe the Lord. We are going to, praise God, be able to come on. And I'm definitely going to acknowledge the Lord and give him glory and praise tonight. But we are going to, let me open up with prayer, whoever I see on the line. So when I open it up, I'm going to believe God for a mighty move of him to have you all join me in prayer. But I will also give you a scripture. Give God glory. And we're going to go on with prayer. Praise the Lord. I thank God. He's so awesome in all that he does and how he gives us, glory to God, opportunity to glorify him in our lives and our giftings and in prayer and just fellowship. So he is so awesome and wonderful. So I just want to bless him tonight and thank him for all his great and mighty acts and how great and marvelous he has done and how he just blessed us through the whole encounter. It was more or less, it was a conference. I enjoyed it as a revival retreat that I had. I had sabbatical. I just enjoyed Jesus. He did some phenomenal things. He's able to bless you way beyond what we can think or ask. So I am so grateful for the power of his word and his anointing. So to God be the glory tonight and praise him and honor him. God, I do thank you, glory to God, for bringing me even back safely on the highway, for all the prayers of the prayer warriors that have been praying for your anointing, for the prayer warriors that are online, persistent and pursuing in spite of the time. God, they're on the wall and having a desire to fulfill your will. God, so I pray that you put a special blessing in them and for them in the name of Jesus. I glorify you for the word that we heard all throughout the weekend, through the week, and even the time of prayer and fellowship with others. And thank you for the two young teenagers that gave their lives to the Lord, all about kingdom business. I praise God, and I know even the prayers, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous in the background for the prayers as we continue to pray one for another and our children and others' children and whatever, believing God for great things. So I bless him tonight, and we have to pray even more for you for so many attacks and many things that have been shared and we already know. We bless the Lord for all that he's done and doing. So in Jesus' name we do pray, God, have your way tonight. Thank you for the healing and the deliverance for those already out there receive, and the ones that receive the word that will do a washing and a cleansing and a building and an encouragement, glory to God, and tearing down strongholds in their lives and all those, glory to God, that even in their various, glory to God, local assemblies that are speaking truth, living truth, and being a witness to as well. So we just bless you tonight. I honor you for all that you've done and doing. So I'm going to give the line, glory to God, over to other sisters. Like I said, I walked in the door just a couple of minutes ago, so I had to catch my breath, but I just want to give glory and honor to the Lord. So I'm going to open the line now, praise God, for, glory to God, let me see who I have there, let me have a blessing, praise God, one moment, thank God, praise God, several people that way, amen, hang on, oh, glory to God, if this is Mother Alexander, Mother Alexander, is that you?
Yep, that's me, hallelujah.
Line is open right now. I can't get into a prayer till I get my breath. So you, whatever the Lord placed on your heart, we're going to have you to pray, and then I'll put my glasses
hallelujah
on.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you today, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God. Lord, you said in your word you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Lord, you said in the word that you take away sickness from the midst of us. Father, you've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, Lord God. Because we cannot thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for you've been so good, Lord God. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord. Strengthen the hinder man in us, Father God, that we continue to press on forward to see the goodness of your word that you gave us to take your word, Lord. For you are the only living God, and if you said it, Lord, we believe it. You said you take away sickness. Because there's so many sickness in the land, Lord. But we know that you did not put sickness in us. Because according to the promises, Lord, you say you take away sickness from the midst of us. And Lord God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you thanks for that today, Lord God. Because only you can do it, Father God. You is the only healer, Lord God. The only provider, Lord God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we're giving you thanks today because you are the only living God. There is no other Savior but you. We glorify you, Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For, Lord God, you are so good, Lord. You open doors when men close doors, but you open the doors for us because you said in your word, Lord, you not deny us no good thing. So you said, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God, that we are able to receive the goodness of the living God. But you create us and you make all things possible for us. Help us to stand firm on your word, Lord God, and to live according to your word, Lord God, because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. There is no other Savior. You are the only living Savior. And, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, for it's not been for you, Lord God. We would not have been waking up this morning. We wouldn't have opened our eyes once we got on to sleep. But you always wake us up in the morning. You always there with us, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the only living God. And, Lord, we bring brothers and sisters before you, Lord. Lord, you see what's going on today. But Father God, you said in your word, pray and seek you. Pray and seek you. Lord, help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and to keep our eyes on you, Lord God. Pray for one another, Lord God, because your word is real. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Help us to stand boldly on the promises, Lord. Help us to live according to your word, Lord God. And help us to know that we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors because of Jesus Christ. Only you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to touch sisters and brothers today with aches and pain. Only you can heal, Father God. Only you can remove the aches and the pain, Lord God. Lord, you see the hearts of men. You know each and every one of us. And I know, Heavenly Father, that your word said that by your stripe we are healed, Lord God. So, Father God, we claim in the victory through the storm. We still claim in the victory because we know you is a God that hears us when we cry. And we know you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Help us to continue to look toward the sky, to look toward every day of our life. Keep looking to you, Lord. Keep looking to you, Lord God, because you are the only deliverer, Lord. There is no other way, Father God. Help us to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Because, Father, you are the healer. So many sickness in the land today. But, Lord God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we claim in healing in our body, Lord God. We bind the works of the enemy that come against the people, Lord God, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs, because your promises is what we're standing on, Heavenly Father. Your promises is what take us through the storm, Father God. Help us to walk as unity and to stand boldly and to proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. It's only in the name of Jesus we stand boldly, Lord God. Father God, I pray for sisters today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, and I ask, Father God, that you touch, Lord. Remember them, Father God. Remember, Lord God, that your promises said, Lord God, pray for one another. Your promises tell us, Lord God, that if we call on you, you will answer. Your promises said, Lord God, cast our cares on you. So, Lord, I come boldly to the throne of grace, casting every cares on you, Heavenly Father. Casting every cares, because I know you is a Father that hear our cry. Lord God, you said pray for one another. I stand interceding for my sisters and brothers today, Lord God. You know them by name, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch the body, Lord God. We need a fresh healing in our body, Father God. Because your promises said, Lord God, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. I believe in the name of Jesus that we will receive in the name of Jesus what we ask for, Lord. Lord, strengthen the inner man in us, that we stand boldly, Lord, that we remember that you already paid the price for our soul to be free, that we're not supposed to be no bandits, so we claim victory in every area, Lord God. We have the dominion and the authority to bind the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We bind this false spirit that attacked the body in the mighty name of Jesus. But Father God, your promises is what done in us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on your people, Lord God. Help them to continue to keep their eyes on you and stand boldly through the storm. Stand boldly through the storm. Because your promise is said, Lord God, that healing is ours. Healing. Your word we're standing on. And, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you continue to keep us, Lord. That you continue to bless us going out, Lord. Continue to give us favor, Lord God. Help us to continue to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us, Father God, that we continue to stand on the promises, Lord God. And continue to know that you are a God that answers every prayer, Lord God. Because you said in your word, Lord God, cast all our cares on you. And Lord, I come today casting all cares on you, Heavenly Father. And I bind the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. He shall not have no authority over the child of the living God. He shall not have dominion in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, we plead. Plead the blood of Jesus from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Cover under the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Strengthen us day by day, Father God, because we need you more and more every day, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly to proclaim that victory, Lord. Because, Father, you are the only living God. You are the ultimate healer, Lord God. We know there is none healer like you. You are the healer, Heavenly Father. Help us to come to a knowledge of truth, Lord God, that no matter what we see or hear from the doctor, remember that you are the healer. Only you, Lord, only you. There is no healer like you, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, I stand interceding for my brothers and sisters, for myself, Lord God, for my prayer line partners, Lord God, that we stand in unity and we stand boldly and proclaim healthy bodies in the name of Jesus. Healthy bodies. That we can stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you already gave us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we stand, Lord. Help us to walk according to your word, Heavenly Father. Help us to walk according to your word. Because your promises is real, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. But there is no other way for us, Lord. As we stand boldly to the throne of grace, Father God. Only coming in one name, and that's the only name that we stand before you in, Lord. Is the name of Jesus. our healer, our deliverer, our provider. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord. Keep us in your will, Heavenly Father. Keep us, Lord. Because, Lord, without you, we can't do anything. But, Father, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the prayer line partners, Lord. Continue to strengthen them day by day, Lord God. Continue to bless them going out and coming in, Lord God. Because, Father, you see it all, Lord. You know each and every one of us, Father God. And I know you said in your word, Lord, cast every cares on you. All our cares, Father God, we bring them before you in the name of Jesus. All our cares, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, help us to be steadfast. No matter what we do, be steadfast in your word, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Lord. I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you the praise, Heavenly Father. Because there is none like you. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only Savior and the only Deliverer and the only Provider. There is no other. And Lord, I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. Because you are the ultimate healer, Lord God. You are the Provider, Heavenly Father. You alone is our way maker, Lord. No matter how it looks, we know that your word said you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Oh God, renew, renew, Lord. We know you're a God that created every part of the body. And we know you can renew organs, Father God. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly proclaiming the victory over the enemy, Lord, because you gave us that victory over that enemy. Help us to stand strong against the works of the enemy. Help us, Lord, as we stand before you, Father God, thanking you, Lord, for grace and mercy in our life. Because it's not been for grace, Lord God, precious gift that you gave us, Lord. Where would we be today? And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for being the only deliverer, Lord, and for being our provider, Heavenly Father. Because your word said, Lord, come boldly to the throne of grace. You said, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Lord, I believe we receive our health and our strength and our healing from anything that the enemy bring against us. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We cast it back to the pit of hell where it come from. And we stand in boldly and proclaim victory in our healing, in our bodies. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory be to the Most High God. Thank God for the power of prayer, for the healing. Pastor, prophetess, we're now open the line.
Hello. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, asking you for mercy. Asking you, Father God, that you watch over us and keep us, dear God. We thank you, God, that our steps are ordered by you. We thank you, Father God, that you won't let us fall or fail, Father God. So, Father, we just praise your holy and righteous name, for you are God, and beside you there are none other. You are the first, last, beginning, and the end, and you are everything in between, Father God. And we come boldly lifting up the name of Jesus tonight. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission, dear God. And as you forgive us, God, help us to forgive anybody that we have ought against, God. We release them to you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that you are a protector, Father God. You have protected us from so much, God. You watch over us, Father God, so that you've called us to do, not Satan or any enemy or anything shall be able to overthrow us or keep us from our purpose now, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, even for our angels that you've given charge over us, God, that they will watch us and keep us in all our ways in the name of Jesus. Father, I do lift up boldly to you now the body of Christ. God, I lift up those, Father God, who keep proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and him being crucified. I thank you for the men and women, God, that stand uncompromised, Father God, when everything around us is calling right wrong and wrong right. I thank you that we're going to be rooted and grounded and planted in you, Father God, and we're going to proclaim this gospel until you come. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we don't fall into the hands of Satan and all of his cohorts, every foul and unclean spirit, God, that comes against us in the name of Jesus. For Father God, you have fully equipped us, God, for this battle. And therefore, we put on the whole arm of God that we're able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. For we know, God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And therefore, God, we put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand in these evil days and doing all to stand, standing therefore with all the loins girded about with the truth. Your word, Lord, is truth, and we contain all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. God, we put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. Our feet are shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. In Christ we have peace, and we pursue peace with all men. God, we are ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. And we take the shield of faith, where we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation, and the breastplate of righteousness, which is the word of God. Father, we just thank and praise you, God, for all that you're doing and doing. And we pursue you now with our whole hearts, dear God. We thank you, Father God, from where all blessings flow, because we can't do nothing without you, but we know all things are possible through you. So, Father God, we ask again in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ be lifted up, that we know in these last days who we are, Father God, that we not back up and that we don't take on the same temper too of the world, Father God, which has said, don't touch this and don't touch that and don't be bothered in this and come out of that. God, the world is yours and the fullness thereof. So, God, there is no places that we can't go in. There is no places, Father God, that can stand against the word of God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, as this nation goes through one crisis and another one, God, all this little petty stuff that's going on, God, help us not to get caught up in that. But, God, we continue to cry out in the name of Jesus, because, God, you said you would help us in the time of trouble. God, you said that you would be with us, God, even when the enemy come in like a flood. God, you told us not to fear man, Father God. They don't have any place to put us. But God, you're the only one that can put us in heaven or in hell. So God, we pray for our leaders today. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you put somebody in place, God, will begin to speak truth. Somebody, Father God, who will not compromise. somebody, Father God, that will hear from you and will prophesy, God, in the name of Jesus and say, this says the Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus for godly men and women in the White House, in the Senate. I pray for them in the House. I pray, God, that they will be on one accord to do what you've called them to do and stop fighting one against another, dear God, while we are running for school shooting and all of that foolishness that's going on. And, God, they can't come together. But, God, regardless of how bad it get or what it looked like, we know that you're in charge. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And nothing, dear God, will catch you by surprise. So we lift up our leaders to you, and we bless them, Father God. And we pray that they will make godly decisions, Father, to affect this land now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are praying now even for the lost. We're praying for those, God, that don't know you. We're praying for those that's perishing, them, God. We're praying for those who think they are rich, God, but without you, we are poor. And we are praying, Father God, that they will come into the household of faith. We're praying, God, that you open doors for us, Father God, so that we'll be able to witness to the people. We are praying, Father God, for you to raise up men and women everywhere, Father God, that they will tell this lost world that they need to be saved. We are praying, Father God, even as it comes from the pulpit, God, that they'll stop holding back and just say what is right, and what's wrong is wrong, and that your word never changed, dear God. It's not going to change because we love sin. It's not going to change, Father God, because we choose lifestyles that's not of you. It's not going to change, Father God, because we say so. Because we know the greater one lives in us. And you said that heaven and earth, God, would fade away, but your word going to stand and last forever. So help us, God, to stand on that word of your truth now in these last days, God, like never before. And, God, we are praying now a covering even on the children, dear, dear God. They are pulled in so many directions. They get one direction from home, another direction when they get in the schools, another direction when they get in the church, another direction, God, when they on the street. But I pray in the name of Jesus that the word of God will go forth with clarity, dear God, and that parents will come back to being parents in the household, that they won't let the schools raise their children. They won't let the streets raise their children. But, God, they will teach them the love of God so that they won't be like the Israelites, God. After one generation died out, they were lost because the next generation, God, didn't tell them about Jesus, and they began to whore after other gods. So, Father, I am praying that parents will know the importance of being a parent. They are the parent and not the child. Child don't tell them what to do, dear God. Because if we do anything other than the way you have set it in order in your word, God, we're headed for destruction. So we're praying for this generation. They are a smart group of people, Father God, but they are foolish. And they let all this foolishness, God, get inside of them. The world now dictates to them who they are, not who you made or created them to be, but they can be anything they want to be. The devil is a liar, and he's destroying a generation because of that. But we say and proclaim in the name of Jesus, it shall not be. And we come against the powers of sexual impurity and homosexual now in the name of Jesus. That demon got to come down. It got to go in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on the minds of these children now, God, in Jesus' name. so that they will know who they are, not just in the spiritual realm, but also in this physical realm, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, just bless the children and keep them, our God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of murder, Father God, where men are killing men, women killing women. They are killing their families. They're killing their children, dear God. God, we come against that in the name of Jesus. We call the people back to peace, dear God. We call the people back to the truth of your word, Father God, because you promised and you said you'd never leave nor forsake us. God, you said you would be with us until the end. All steps are ordered by you, Father God. You said that we could come and cast every care and concern upon you, God, because you care for us. And God, you know that we care, God, about these guns. And guns don't shoot, but people do. But Father God, when we start making things available to people, when we start making things so easy to get, you just can't put the blame on the people all the time, Father God, because the system is messed up. But God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that this assault, God, against the family is coming from the devil, because if he can destroy that family unit, dear God, he got us. So, God, we are praying for the strength of the people, of the family, to be strengthened once again, praying for these children, God, to be obedient to parents and to come back to their first love, which is Almighty God. He's already decreed and declared that they shall have no other God before me. And God, we've made everything else an idol beside you. And we call it down, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, that prayer warriors all over this world will begin to be raised up and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because, God, every nation that have turned their back on you, every nation have been destroyed. So help us to know, even as a nation, Father God, that we got to come back to you. We got to come back to our first love. We got to come back, God, to the message of the cross in the name of Jesus. And that message is Jesus and Jesus being crucified, that he went to the cross for us, dear God. And he bared all diseases and sickness, even in his own body, and took on our sins. So, God, with the sickness, even in the body of Christ, God, we say in Jesus' name, we are healed. We come against every name that's named. We come against cancer, God. We come against arthritis, liver, lung disease, kidney disease, spleen disease, heart disease. Everything that's named, God, got to bow to the name of Jesus. And you already said in your word that by your stripes we are healed. So I thank you, Father God, that we're going to walk in good health in the name of Jesus. We're going to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. But God, in this process, help us to do what we are supposed to do. Because, God, we can't have that spirit of gluttony and thinking that our blood sugar is going to come down when we're eating everything except what we need to eat. We don't exercise or move our bodies, Father God, and we're getting weak and we're getting tired. So, Father God, help us, strengthen your body so that we can run this race. God, we want to run this race with precision. We want to run this race, Father God, until we come to the end. And when we do, Father God, our purpose would have come through in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm praying, Father God, that you're going to raise up them old saints, dear God. Are those that think they've given everything they can give, thinking that that is for the younger generation. But that's the remnant, dear God. And I'm praying that you're going to raise them up to do battle in this these last days. But it's not going to be with guns or fists, dear God. But it's going to be with the words that come out of their mouth. It's going to be with prayer and supplication, Father God. is going to come with fasting and pushing the plates back. It's going to come back, God, with us reading that word, God, and getting it in our spirit. So I'm praying for the strength of the old saints, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Build us up and renew us. Give us a renewed mind, Father God, like never before. And God, we do pray for our families, because the enemy, if he can't get us, God, he attacks our family. He attacks everything around us. But God, everything that we own is attached to you. Everything that we own came from you. Every good and perfect gift, God, comes from you. And therefore, we can stand in the gap for another generation. So I come against Satan's attack on our families now in the name of Jesus. God, they're out there doing things that even the sinner's children don't do. But I call them back to that teaching and to a place of righteousness in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Father God, that they're going to be saved in Jesus' name. Because, God, you said if we bring them up the way they should go when they're old, they will not and shall not depart. So in that meantime, while they're coming back to get in the place where they should be, we gird them up with prayer. We hold them up, God, with your promise, because if you said a thing, it shall come to pass. We stand firmly rooted and grounded on your word, God. Whose report shall we believe? The enemy will not come and take the children of the saint. The enemy will not come, Father, and pollute their minds and their throats. In the name of Jesus, we call them saved. We call them into the church. We call them, Father, into the faith. We call them to be who you created them to be before the foundation of the world. And we come against anything that's standing their path in Jesus' name. And God, we go just like a military attack, Father. We go and we find all of those traps that the enemy have set, and we set them off with the name of Jesus and with the blood of the Lamb. So, Father God, we praise you. We honor you tonight, God, and we give you glory. We thank you for who you are, and we thank you, Father God, that you will use us like never before in these last days. Not just for our family, God, but for our neighbors, for those that stay in our territory, God. We take that over in the name of Jesus. We come against anything, God, that come against your word. They won't have a crack house not next to me. They won't have prostitution not next to me. All of those things got to go in the name of Jesus, because it's under our feet, under our authority, and under our power. So, Father, we even pray for our neighbors. We're praying that they're going to be saved. We're praying, God, that you're going to put people in that path that's going to tell them the truth of the gospel, and that their eyes will be opened, Father God. Their ears will be attended, and they will receive you in their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, can't nobody do us like you do us. And can't nobody do things that you can do. Because, God, you said, how can a person come to me unless I draw him? So, Father, as we stand in the gap until you draw them unto yourself, we decree and declare their safety now. And, God, we're again praying even down to the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th generation, God, that they're going to be saved and come into the fold. So, God, we are just thanking you for the power and authority that you've given to our church. We're looking for politicians to do it. We're looking for a president to do it, but they can't do it. God, you gave us dominion. You gave us power and authority, and it's all in our mouths, dear God. As we speak and proclaim a thing, God, you said it should come to pass. So, God, we walk in your power and in your authority. And we are believing you, Father God, that things are going to turn around. Because you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. You said then I would hear from heaven and I would heal their land. So, God, we're asking you and believing you and standing firm, rooted and grounded, and believing that some things are getting ready to turn around because of the prayers of the righteous, God. And I say it's coming up to you now just like incense, sweet incense, God, into your nostrils. So, God, we need you. We need your help. We need your leadership. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. We need your power. Because, God, everything that Jesus did, we should be doing today. And we should be conquering, Father God. We should be the conquerors and not those that's being pursued. But we need to pursue in Jesus' name. We are the head and not the tail, above and never beneath. We are those, Father God, that's going to be the lenders and not the borrowers. And Father God, even with that, I am praying for the saints, God. You said that the wealth of the evil person, God, was stored up for the righteous. Or for the wicked, God, is stored up for the righteous. So God, I'm praying those funds will begin to come into your people's hand, Father God. Because there are some things that we can do, and we know that we can do all things through you that strengthen us. But God, there are some things because of this world system that we need money to do it, Father God. And we know that you're rich because you own the cattle on a thousand here. Everything belonged to you. You created everything, and everything was created by you and for you. So God, we are asking out of that transfer of wealth coming to you, the saints of God, that be no need or no lack, dear God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can further the kingdom, God. All be for the kingdom use now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we do thank you even for this weekend as revival went on. I pray, Father God, that as we got revived in our spirits and renewed in our mind, God, that it just don't last for that time, but it be life-changing, Father God, that we'll go out and tell others what happened and how you moved and how you manifested yourself. And God, that you do that all the time so that people can be healed and whole, so that people can be delivered, so that people can be set free, so that people, God, can be saved. Because we know, Father God, that you are able to do all of these things. And we stand on the word of your truth. We don't care what it looked like. We don't care how long it takes. We know that you're still in charge, Father God. So we bless your name. We lift you up and glorify you. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And God, there's nothing impossible for you. So God, we come right now. We leave every concern and everything at the foot of the cross. We give it to you, Father God. And we are waiting for you, Father God, to do what you said you would do. For the Lord is my shepherd. We shall not want, Father God. You said that you will prepare a table for us, even in the presence of our enemy. So, God, we stand on that with all diligence, dear God, believing you, Father God, that we're in that place where you are about to move, God. So we praise you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, because we walk by faith and not by sight, and we call those things that be not as if they were. And we thank you, Father God, for listening to us. We thank you, God, for hearing us. And God, we're not just doers of the word, but we also, I mean hearers of the word, but we're also doers of the word. And we're not going to doubt, not one bit. We believe that every prayer that put in the atmosphere this night shall come to pass. And we just want to say thank you, sir. We love you, sir. And in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Right now, praise the Lord. Because we came on late, your mother, Willa and Mother McCormick, at least 12 minutes, and that will give us well close to 15, but give us that time enough to hold. We can be able to take those prayers. We could have about 5 to 7 minutes for that. So right now, praise the Lord, and that's all because we're a little late, but whatever God placed in your spirit, Mother Willette, and thank you so much for making the connection for me while I was traveling on the road to call those that, and the other ones just joined us. We praise God for that. In the meantime, the line is open for you, Mother Willette. Would you go ahead and praise the Lord, place
yes,
it on your heart?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah, truly, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, hallelujah, your favor. Thank you, Lord God, that you are good, that you love us, that you're mindful of each person that's represented on this prayer line, and you're concerned about every person that is ever born. Thank you, Heavenly Father. God, is in the name of Jesus that we bow to you and we touch and agree with each sister that's come on this line. Hallelujah, that the prayers that are gone forward, I agree that they shall come to pass, and we cancel any holdups from the answers to these prayers right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you so much. Because you are the living God, the faithful God, the holy God, the righteous God, the covenant-keeping God, hallelujah, the God, hallelujah, that speak your word, hallelujah, and you can back up what you say because you're not a man that you should lie. I thank you, Lord, first of all, for the forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. And if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we pray that you have mercy right now and forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe something came across our mind that we should have caused it to be uprooted and fleed from us, and we didn't do it quick enough. So we ask your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Whatever it might be, we ask you for forgiveness, and I thank you that you put me in remembrance, hallelujah, glory be to God, that we ought to forgive one another in the name of Jesus. If we expect to be forgiven from you, then we've got to learn, hallelujah, to forgive others. And Lord God, we don't need to be sitting around being bitter and upset and mad because something didn't go our way, but you told us to make our supplications and requests be known unto you with thanksgiving. We can take our situations and circumstances to you. And Father, I thank you that you are so good, and I pray the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus, because the word teach to have faith in God. Hallelujah, and you can speak to your mountain, your situation, and if you don't doubt in your heart but believe that those things that you say shall come to pass, the word of God says you shall have them. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the scripture says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. We can't even have salvation except we believe that Jesus is who he says that he is. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you revealed your love, hallelujah, for your creation by allowing your only begotten Son to come and be the supreme sacrifice for each person that will ever live who accept Christ as their Savior. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. I appreciate you. Lord, I love you, and I thank you for giving us a good, sound mind. You didn't give us a mind, a spirit of fear, but you give us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, and I pray, hallelujah, that this mind that is in Christ will be developed in each born-again believer of the body of Jesus Christ. Tonight I pray for unity within the body of Jesus Christ, because as I was looking over in John, the 17th chapter, hallelujah, reminded me how Jesus, you prayed about oneness. Hallelujah, glory be to God. how that, hallelujah, you and the Father are one, and you pray that we are one in Christ also, in Jesus' name. So I pray for oneness within the body of Christ. What do we mean about oneness? We should have the same mindset that Jesus has. Hallelujah, as we study the Word of God and see how God feels about different situations, if he loved people and have mercy on people and forgive people, even though they were crying out, crucify him and beating him, and yet he would say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We should have the same mindset. We should be oneness in mind. And, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Your word says, hallelujah, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for the oneness within the body of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, oh God, that you cancel these schisms and isms within the body of Christ. Lord God, don't no big eyes and little U's, whatever it might be, Lord God, but we pray for the oneness within the body of Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, that as we come corporately to worship you, let us come with the mindset that we're coming to meet with you, and we don't want to do anything to interfere with someone getting to you, Heavenly Father, because we're living, hallelujah, in the last days, and people need to accept and receive Christ and get to you, and we don't need to be a stumbling block, so we ask you to have mercy on the body of Christ and help us to get our priorities right in Jesus' name. Help us to realize whether you're a Baptist or whether you're Pentecostal, that we're all one in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're part of the same body, part of the same family, Lord God. We should have the same mindset, concerned about those that are lost, hallelujah, and lifting up those that are sick and hurting, oh Lord God, and tormenting in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have mercy this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word, hallelujah. The word of God, hallelujah, says that thy word have I hid in my heart, oh Lord God, that I might not sin against thee. And Lord God, we pray for one another in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you desire, hallelujah, that we be well. Hallelujah, you desire that we be whole. Hallelujah, that our joy is full of reminding what Jesus said, hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. And the purpose for why would he want to do it, so that the Father is glorified and so that we would have the fullness of joy. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray, oh, Lord God, that these things that try to interfere with the answers to our prayers, Lord God, hallelujah, that they'll be canceled in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for our warrior angels that you encamp about us and encamp about our loved ones. We pray for those that may be on the highways traveling from one destination to the other right now, those in their kitchens frying the fried chicken, oh, Lord God, in the hotel rooms, maybe listening to the radio. We pray, oh, God, for people everywhere, for we realize people everywhere need you. Our children need you, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our neighbors need you, Heavenly Father. Our leaders in this great nation, our soldiers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, counselors, Lord God, the doctors need you, the pharmaceuticals need you, people everywhere need you, oh Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to turn situations around when the enemy tries to throw stumbling blocks in our way. Let us use them as opportunities to reflect the power and love of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us not run from situations, but let us face them with prayer, O God, and listening to your Holy Spirit. So we pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to fill us afresh with the power of your Holy Spirit. Give us good understanding and wisdom of what we need to do, where we need to go, what we need to say in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We lift up those, hallelujah, that may have medical conditions like incontinence. in the name of Jesus, and we're praying with expectation that you are going to bring about deliverance. We thank you for, once again, I heard the conference that we had this past weekend. We appreciate you, not this weekend, but the weekend before, praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful conference, praise God. But I was seeing that some people were hurting. People were had wheelchairs and walkers and canes, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, that you desire that we behold. But the enemy has lied. There's a deception out there, and he is a deceiver, and he's made people believe that we have to suffer and we have to be in pain and tormented while we're here on earth, but the devil is a lie. For we are more than conquerors, we are more than victorious, and your word says that you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. That means if somebody is sick, you've already provided the healing through what Jesus did on Calvary Cross. For by his stripes, glory be to God, we're already healed. But we must learn to receive. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Even the person who may have had a stroke, and I thank and praise God somebody had a stroke, but nevertheless, they are still able to move. They're still able to see. Oh, Lord God, but somebody, Lord God, the stroke has tried to get the best of them and is coming against the power of the word of God. And as the centurion said, Lord, you don't have to come to the house, but just say the word. Speak the word only. Help us to get to that point to be the children of the living God where we say the word, hallelujah, and you answer before it comes out of our mouth. Glory be to God. That day, hallelujah, is here because Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, hallelujah, and he promised that where two or three, hallelujah, gathered in his name here on earth, touching and agreeing, and as anything, Lord God, you will be in the midst to make sure that it takes place. Help us to learn how to receive. Help us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray with expectation, and we pray, O God, that your good will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your good will be done in us, and our selfish will be placed under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But let us do that which is pleasing in your sight in Jesus' name. Father God, there's so much to speak on or to pray about, Lord God. So many different situations. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So we pray for healing tonight. We pray for deliverance. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you uproot these strongholds and addictions and these murdering spirits, I heard, in the name of Jesus, and this spirit of darkness and spirit of witchcraft, voodoo, whatever it might be, uproot them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and let them be cast into utter dry places and placed under arrest until the day that Heavenly Father make final judgment upon them. Thank you, Lord God, that if we ask anything, Jesus, you said it, if we ask anything in your name, you'll do it because you want our joy to be full. You said if we abide in you and if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. So, Lord God, we cancel and we lay aside any unbelief right now, any doubt in the name of Jesus, because people are in the hospitals, they're in the nursing homes. We need your help with caretakers today. People, Lord God, hallelujah, they need help, Lord God, and strength because they're taking care of people who cannot take care of themselves. So we intercede on behalf of them tonight in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, that you cancel these assignments where people are robbing people and they are trying to steal. And Lord God, we're praying that you make there's a law passed where people have to give people a job. And we're praying that the people who don't have a job, that you have put a seed of faith in them, that when they fill out that application this time, that they're going to get that job. We're praying, God, that people stop being prejudiced and stop not wanting to hire people, but they give people a chance. There's got to be some changes where it comes to people getting jobs, Lord God. Some people stand on the streets because either they've done something and then now people don't want to hire them. But we thank you that you are the God of a second chance, and you can make a way out of no way. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you have mercy upon our families. I'm reminded how Job would get up and pray for his children. So we lift up our children and our grandchildren. They have so much they're faced with, Lord God, as they go to these schools. And a lot of them are in fear at even going to the school. They're worried about being bullied or this or that or being killed. Lord God, we're praying for their protection tonight. And we're praying that you raise up a people, Lord God, who have a desire to be great in this nation and to, Lord God, come up with, give them wisdom or ideas so they can come and help bring about changes in this nation that will make it great again in the name of Jesus for real. Not just talk, but God, you have wisdom, all wisdom, hallelujah. And you can put ideas and creative, Lord God, understanding in people's hearts. Some may have never went to school, but they know how to take a car apart and put it back together better than it was before. That's only through the power of your Holy Spirit. So we're praying for our families tonight, Lord God. We're praying for everybody in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you so much tonight. And I thank you for people that are willing to stand on the wall and intercede for somebody else. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for Minister BJ and how she put this program together and how wonderful it was. We pray for her, Lord God, because regardless of her leaving from Columbia and getting all the way back to where she lives, she was still willing to get on the prayer line and open up the line so that prayer will go to you, Heavenly Father, because somebody need prayer. So many. Somebody's still waiting for a new kidney. And we pray, and I thank you, Lord God, while they wait for a new kidney, you are sustaining them. We thank you for those that are battling cancer and those, Lord God, that are going to dialysis treatments. And we're believing by faith that you're going to bring them through it. And we're praying that you wipe out cancer. Wipe out these things. And sometimes, Lord God, I just wonder in my own mind whether or not some of these things are taking place because people can get a lot of money. And I pray that you release the cure in the earth today in the name of Jesus. But God, you sustain, you preserve, you keep your people in the name of Jesus. And Father God, help us to realize, hallelujah, that Lord God, everything don't work in our time, but because if it worked in our time, I would say, Lord, let it be done years ago. There's somebody that's been in a condition for so long a time. The man by the pool was there 38 years. The woman had an issue for 18 long years. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are keeper. In spite of the condition, you are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. So we pray to you because you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We look to you, hallelujah, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God. I won't stay on the line too long because I heard Sister BJ say that we only have a little time and we do want to take prayer requests. So, Father, I ask all of these things and those things that I didn't mention tonight. I pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will intercede on our behalf. Somebody may be on the line. I pray that as they're listening to the prayer, you drive out headaches. You heal those, Lord God, that are in pain. You strengthen those that are weak in the name of Jesus. Help us all, Lord God, to seek your will and your way, to seek your presence, hallelujah, and the power of your word, hallelujah, that will stand when everything else passes away. Your word will stand, so help us to get more invested in the power of your word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that paid the price so that we can come out of darkness. We can come out of whatever it is that so easily beset us. We can come out by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because there's nothing too hard for you. We love you tonight, Heavenly Father. We give your name to praise, and we bless you, we honor you, we worship you. It's in the precious and mighty and holy name of Jesus we pray the prayer of faith. Thank you, Lord God, and we love you so much because you love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah.
Wonderful, awesome move of God tonight. I'm so glad that I didn't miss God. Ooh, ooh, glory to God. I want to make sure, Mother McCormick, if you have anything, give us 5 minutes. The rest of the time we have left is only about probably 12 minutes. I do want to find out if there's any prayer requests or praise reports. So if you give us 5 minutes, that's if you have anything. If you don't have anything on your heart to pray, then we'll go ahead and take the prayer request.
No, go ahead on. I enjoy the prayer. I enjoy each and every one of y'all praying. So go ahead and take your prayer request. Go ahead.
We know prayer and prayer warriors, so we bless the Lord. I am so richly blessed, and thank God I didn't miss God. The press and pursuit to be here, and thank God for those that stayed on the line and those that came on the line and didn't even know about the delay. Praise the Lord, because we have several people on the line tonight. So I want to take any prayer requests that we may have now. There might be a praise report. And if it's a praise report, make it very brief, because if there is any prayer requests, we want to make sure that the prayers go forth. So before our prayer warriors say anything, let find out if any of the guests have a request or the other warriors that come on periodically. But I want you to take too long answering. So anyone have a prayer request or a praise report? And like I said, we're down to don't have that much time tonight, so we're going to actually make it brief so we can cover as much ground as we can. The lines are open now.
I wanted to ask for prayer, Minister BJ, for me and Deborah. I praise God that I got her in a good mentoring program, and she can go 4 days a week. I want to ask for prayer for that. But I also wanted to tell you that I was praying on the prayer line weekly with the people that I pray with, and I wanted to tell you that I saw the individual where I moved from, BJ, where you have been praying for me. And I've seen him a few times in the neighborhood, and he drives around in a van. When I told the pastor this morning, we prayed, and she said, when you see that individual, you just say, you got the victory. You know, and this morning, you almost see me come out of my door, and I don't want that man around because I'm going through enough here in the building. And tonight, today, I had to do my own repairs. The people did it, and I got tired of asking.
Excuse
so
me.
I just did the repairs.
Don't.
Yep.
So is there a prayer request? I'm not being mean, but I have.
I'm just praying for our protection. I'm praying also that God open up doors for me. I thank God for touching agree with Mother about a job because I'm in the process of looking for work. You know, some type of thing I can do around the board, 9 to 2 or Mother's hours, you know what I'm saying, to get my retirement. But I'm praying for our protection, and I've been praying that God move in the situation, because somebody said to me, if you're still going through that, it must be a connection. I moved to another city, but I see this individual here. So I'm praying that God will move that individual out of my way.
So you want us tonight to pray for protection of job in Deborah, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to catch as many as we can. Not being, it's just only tonight because I was delayed off the road. We have to make it brief because other than that, the other people won't get it. We don't have now 10 minutes.
Amen.
Any more prayer requests? Amen. So we're gonna have them. Then we're gonna start praying.
Yes, this is Vivian. I just want you all to remember me this week. I'm having a workplace warfare. Having a heavy resistance on the job. So if not prayer right now, if you all could just remember me this week, because I'm going back to work tomorrow, and I'm being met with a whole lot of resistance. Thank you. God bless.
And you call it workplace, what do you call it now?
Warfare. Warfare in the workplace. You know, I work in a prison system. Yes.
Warfare in the workplace.
Warfare. I'm among my staff. That's what is being a resistance against me because I'm new at this new prison.
That's right. You just told us that the other night when you had the circumstances. Definitely.
Yep.
What other requests we have? So we're gonna get those prayer requests in real quick. But we do not want to leave the line without those prayers. Okay. Who else?
If not, we're going to go into intercession. Is it a praise report or a prayer request? And if anybody that's a guest on the line, we don't normally have to rush like this, and I don't have to usually cut things a little short, but I don't want to close the line without the prayers going forth. Is there anyone else we have? We have about 7 minutes. We'll take this time to pray. And if there's a praise report, please say it, because we definitely need to know people people know that as the prayers going forth, that Lord is blessing and moving. And the one prayer request is that you all been praying supernaturally, phenomenal movement. I went down to for the conference, and the Lord blessed in a mighty way. But the prophetess Lena Jackson that we've been praying for, God is doing some supernatural. She's sewing. She's walking. She still has the walk, but that's just for a little bit of balance. Doing more than I was doing when I was down there. So all those dynamic prayers, besides her pastor in the church and you all on the phone praying and whatever, we are seeing some dynamic. And she was there for the conference and everything. The Lord just moved miraculously. So I just want to let you know she is doing supernaturally great. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Somebody started chewing again or scraping on the phone, whatever noise in the background. But I want you all to know, I certainly do appreciate the prayer warriors praying. So right now, Pastor Bird, I'm going to give this, since there's only two prayer requests, give those prayer requests to you, and the Lord bless. I know you'll cover it and be brief because we don't have but a couple of minutes that's on the line. And we thank the Lord for Mother McCormick's daughter as she progressing also better and so forth. We've been praying for her last week. Bless the Lord. Been challenged with lupus. And we're waiting to hear what the doctor said, but we already believe in God about that kidney all as well. Sister Cheryl, for that, whatever's going on with Deborah, her challenges, for protection and also her job. Sister Vivian, warfare in the workplace. So we want to touch and agree, and we want to be in agreement with those two things. And we will be praying in the background, even afterwards, the prayer. We usually take those prayer requests even after the service is over on the line. Praise the Lord. Pastor Prophetess Bird. Would you take those two for me, please?
Father God, we come boldly now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, we know that whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that it shall come to pass. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I do lift up our sister Cheryl to you, God. I lift her up in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would surround her with favor. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for complete deliverance. I pray, Father God, for her daughter, Devon, in the name of Jesus, that you protect her and that you keep her, that no weapons formed against her, God, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I am praying, Father God, that in the midst of trials and tribulations and everything else that's going on, that they keep their focus on you and know that you are God and that you are able to do all things. And God, that you have them hemmed up and protected coming and going in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood upon them now in Jesus' name. And we're thanking you, Father, that even now you have a place for her to work. God, that you would give that to her. She've already asked you for the hours that she wants. So I am praying, Father God, that you would give her the desires of her heart in the name of Jesus, because you're able to do all things but fail. And God, I do lift up Vivian to you right now. God, let her know that the battle is not hers, but it's yours. God, you came to set the captive free. And God, whatever is going on with her and working in the prison system and having to fight when she go in there, God, I pray that she would just hand it over to you. Let her know that the battle is not hers, it's yours. And God, that whatever she acts in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. No weapons formed against her going to prosper in the name of Jesus. The enemy going to come in one way, God, but they're going to have to flee in seven. So I ask in Jesus' name, when she go back, God, that she pray before she go in there, she bind up every contrary spirit in the name of Jesus. And I say, Father God, that the enemy will not be able to come in, God, and just activate her in the name of Jesus, that she gonna work in that workplace, God, without fear without aggravation or any other thing in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask that she just cast her cares upon you because you care for her. We're asking that you change that whole situation around, Father God, and it's going to work in her favor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Please. For you, and we're looking for a praise report of a miracle taking place because your heart is after God and you desire more of him, and that was your prayer before a closer walk. So even with that light shining in you, regardless of what's going on around you, God is, glory to God, true to his word. So he done told us, glory to God, to cast the care. So cast the care, stand on the word that he'll work it for the good. And who knows what God has around the corner for you. Don't panic. It's just a test. But stay focused. And as the other theme, I mean, other part of the conference word was, if we, glory to God, walk in faith, and if we didn't use the word walk in faith, I'm just telling you, walking in faith, then God will produce the miracle. So in the meantime, don't walk in fear, walk in faith, and trust God, and we'll have your back in support system in prayer. So be encouraged, and all, everyone that we've been standing, glory to God, with in prayer, as we believe in the Lord, too, as for my little sister, another thing. And we got 90 seconds. So in the name of Jesus, we pray blessings upon the prayer warriors, all those that were listening, ears that are on the line. We pray blood covering, pray for God's blessing that you'll just be at favor all week, but give a glory and honor unto the Lord and walk in your peace and walk in your joy. And angels of the Lord be in camp. Shalom. Shalom. What a mighty God.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Shalom.
The Lord, hallelujah. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Grateful. Grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to God. Be the glory. What a mighty God. He's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless your service, God, in Jesus' name. You are so worthy. Oh, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. Shalom. Thank you, Father.